listening to the Coffee Hour with Sarah.
And Andy.
I almost said your name first. That would have been funny. Weird.
The Coffee Hour, underwritten by Concordia University, Wisconsin. We are having a little too much fun in the studio with that fun music.
Yeah, it's a little dance party every day.
It is. I have to give credit to Sarah for picking out the fun a cappella music, but we're both musicians, so
yeah.
Both singers. So
I listened to a lot of bad music to get to that one.
Which would make sense why we both really like the a cappella music, both singers. And it is, today we're talking about the Lutheran Witness articles this month in the January edition, all about digital technology and the church. And who better to go to than one of the gurus of the digital technology, the church, the guy behind Lutheran Communicators, Seth Hinz. He is he's serving the church in the LCMS Michigan District. He's the web media director there at the LCMS Michigan District and author of From Chatroom to Church, Using Digital Technology to Build Pathways to Caring Communities in the January 2018 issue of the Lutheran Witness. Seth, welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Wow. What an introduction. Thank you. Yeah, good to be with you guys. Thank you very much for having me.
I have to ask you before we go any further, do you have a favorite kind of coffee?
A favorite kind of coffee?
Or a favorite location, maybe a Big B in Michigan. I'm just saying.
Oh, golly. Yeah, there are quite a few. I rely on Starbucks, but what is the one in St. Louis? Caldi's?
Caldi's, yeah.
Yeah, Caldi's. They've started shipping some of their stuff, and nice. We got Concordia Seminary Blend.
Yes, yeah. The Concordia here. Blend.
It's true.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Now, I know that Seth drinks some sort of beverage out of a mug, so I'm assuming it's coffee, because I remember your Facebook image, what is that called?
Oh, that's right.
Your profile picture. Was like an animated one of you holding a coffee mug, like giving a cheers with a coffee mug and a nod for quite a while. Is it still the same?
It is. Yeah, I have not changed that. So, I'm considering like mug sponsorships, though.
There you go. That's a really good idea.
Seth, what do you do in the LCMS Michigan District? Your title is Web Media Director, and we all have fun, really, really fun titles around here, too, but none of them really explain exactly all that we do.
Sure. You probably had that at the end of your job description too, where it says other duties as assigned.
Mm-hmm.
That's at that's at the top of Sarah's job description.
It's true.
That's at the top. Yeah. So a lot of stuff falls under there. So a lot of what I do, it's maintaining the website, social media. We produce a lot of the videos that come out of our conferences. We're looking at getting into podcasting in the upcoming year. And so anything that's digital, I kind of have a hand in. And then after that, it's all the way down to working one-on-one with churches, talking about digital strategy. And I'm trying to, I think I'm spending more and more time talking to churches and church workers about technology and answering questions. So kind of being a resource has become a bigger part of the role.
Getting into podcasting, there's a really good article in the Lutheran Witness this month on podcasting. You should check it out.
Yeah.
On it.
You should.
You might know the person who wrote it.
Very good.
It wasn't me. That's why it was a good article.
It wasn't
article.
You.
It wasn't me.
That's Sarah, isn't it? Yeah.
It is me.
Sarah wrote a great article on podcasting this month in the Lutheran Witness as well. So you are like all over the place then, I bet. Like you said, conferences and a number of things that the district is doing. And so you're handling the digital aspect, the media aspect of those. So that probably keeps you pretty busy. How much time do you actually spend online per day? I'm not going to ask Sarah this question because I'm afraid to know the answer.
Gosh.
I was filling out a survey, a wellness survey recently for a corporate wellness plan for Vitality, and asks how many hours a day you spend sitting at a computer.
All of them? That an option?
I was mortified.
Same, right?
I was mortified by the number. How much time do you spend in front of a computer, Seth?
Oh gosh.
Or a screen. It doesn't have to be, I guess it could be a tablet or
if it's a
phone.
A screen, then it literally is all of the time.
Wow, these are deeply penetrating questions here. Wow.
Welcome to our show.
Yeah, no. So I guess when I arrive at 8:30 and then when I leave at 5, so whatever that is.
You spent the whole day.
A little bit at home. So
wow.
So quite a bit. Yeah, always kind of connected.
So suffice it to say, you're quite familiar with the internet and everything digital.
Yes.
You're no stranger to it.
Yeah, I've stumbled across it.
So your article this month from Chat Room to Church, you know, helping us connect using digital technology to build pathways to caring communities. Mm. Most of the time when we think about using digital technology to reach the world, and I'm showing my age here, I'm not a millennial. Quite often the first thing that comes to mind is, hey, we should build a website, so a church website, so everybody can learn about when our church services are, or a Facebook page where we post something every once in a while. Right. Sarah's cringing. I'm sure you are too.
Well, that's certainly part of it, yeah.
How do you think we can best use digital technology to reach the world?
Wow, that is such a large question. Well, to be honest, it's all about relationships, same as in-person conversations. I think one of the challenges that we face is that we start thinking about using digital technology to share Jesus Christ and share the faith that we have and bring people kind of into that community. And we think to do that, maybe that we have to focus completely our lives on that particular aspect, the faith aspect, when in reality, some of the biggest relationship builders have to do with our interests and passions. And when I say that, I say I've seen some of the biggest community kind of lead to faith community through like this. There's a mom's group I know of on Facebook. And in this mom's group, they connected around the fact that they were all up in the middle of the night and they needed somebody to talk to and share kind of what they were going through. And from that, you know, it started off with, you know, six people, and then it kind of grew to 100 people, and then it kind of grew to a couple thousand. But they connect on the fact that they are mothers and they're passionate about raising, you know, well-rounded children. Many of them happen to be Christian. But from that interest and passion and life stage, it kind of led to finding people who are also Christian or people who had questions about Christianity. And it kind of went, and then the relationships built from there. And they've even had people move from go from a place where they were just asking questions about faith to actually being invited to church and then going to church and being a part of a community. So it kind of moves in that progression. So it doesn't have to start off with a kind of the, you know, here's my faith and I want to share it with you. It can start in any way and around your interests and passions. And I think you'll be able to build those relationships even stronger when you just say, what am I passionate about? What are my hobbies? What are my interests? And who can I connect with on that? And then start living a Christian life and sharing faith in the moments and during the times when we're also just being a good neighbor online. So sure. That's kind of how I go about it when I start thinking about sharing your faith.
Yeah. Well, and we've gotten so used in this age of Facebook, we've gotten so used to just joining all of these groups and because of how awkward a lot of conversations on your own wall can get, you know, we kind of segregate ourselves into these groups of like-minded people, but that doesn't mean it's a like-minded, like I'm in a bicycle group on Facebook. But those groups can, they can give those opportunities to share your faith with people that may not. So what is the Lutheran Church or what other examples have you seen of people doing this really sharing your faith really well?
Sharing their faith really well. That's a good question. So I'll go outside Lutheran Church, and I kind of talked about it in my article. One example is Focus on the Family. They kind of committed to this engagement online, and they invested in building a thing, a little room in their headquarters called the Digital Engagement Center. And in there, they've got screens up on the wall and then volunteers kind of manning the computers. They've even got some workers in there. And they use a software called Radian 6. And what that does, it's kind of like this amazing search engine that combs across blogs and public forums. And it's all to identify people who are seeking advice, asking questions, maybe going through a difficult life stage. And then they try to find people that are looking for help. And then they try to reach out on the forums or on through the blog comments or in the places that these people are and start to build a relationship, ask them more questions. But then they also know that they can point those people then to the resources that Focus on the Family can provide them. So rather than just kind of doing a blanket posting of all the resources on their website, they're actually saying we can now use the tools of the internet to go out and find people who are hurting, who need some help. And thanks to these tools, now they can connect people to the resources rather than just kind of doing a passive approach to, I guess, internet digital evangelism.
So using first article guests like digital technology, and that's some pretty advanced technology to scour all those blogs and forums and things, but using those first article gifts to help them connect with people who need to hear the word of God, who need that mm-hmm. comfort of the gospel. That's amazing.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So yep. we have less than a minute left.
Oh, let's plug Lutheran Communicators.
Yes.
Actually.
Tell us about Lutheran Communicators in 30 seconds or less.
Sure. It is a Facebook group. Just search Lutheran Communicators on Facebook and it'll pop up. It's a group of church communication professionals, but also extends out into RSOs and other ministries. People who are just looking to build community, but also ask questions, learn more about digital communication and marketing and PR and all the different aspects of communication. So it's just a way for us to kind of all gather and start connecting, but also sharing resources.
Seth Hinz is web media director for Michigan District of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and he also serves as the administrator for Lutheran Communicators Group on Facebook, author of From Chat Room to Church in the Lutheran Witness, January 2018 issue. Seth, thanks so much for being our guest today on the Coffee Hour.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Well, that does it for this half hour of Coffee Hour. A half an hour so full that it feels like a whole hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO, the listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.